It'll be next in line to get punched in his face.
Oh my God, and then the same. Here goes the people leaving me. What is it, Bosco 219?
It's off, I'm trying to tell you.
Or 0219?
219.
But it's showing that it's on my phone, though.
No, you can get to the router, but the internet is off.
Internet may not be available. It's not on.
This means you got nothing.
The phone isn't fucking working. You hear me? Ernest?
Upstairs is on.
How are you so sure?
I'm looking at
it. Your phone is not working. Your phone is not working.
The phone's running upstairs.
He probably fell off his. He's not that smart.
No, he's not that smart. That's the first thing I said.
Oh my God. Okay. Hi, morning. Well, good afternoon. Hi. Fucking hammer.
That's a service?
Yes, because I don't have that great service in here.
You haven't let me look at your phone to see where your Wi-Fi calling is. That's your only chance.
Where's the internet from upstairs? Why is it not connecting that one?
It's because it's too far down here. Until this stops blinking, you're not going to get internet.
So you have to restart that or something?
I restarted it.
It's saying I'm connected.
With nothing else? With no internet?
It doesn't say that it's not connected, no.
Alright, it's connected now. I can tell by this.
Alright, let's try this again.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. How's the girls?
They're great.
Calling if I wonder if I could get them. I'm planning on me and Darren and Dennis, and we're going to go upstate next weekend, so I wonder if I could take the kids with me.
Okay.
Are you there?
I don't have an issue with you trying to have a relationship with the kids, okay? That's important,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But where we need to have an understanding is the fact that So
the fact that you're breaking up, the fact
you may think that, you know, you act like you don't understand why I'm upset, you don't understand why this happens or that happens, but from July I had an issue, okay? You told me you were off the whole week of Sadira's birthday.
Yes.
You didn't come to see her the day of her birthday, not the day after, not the Sunday. So this is almost like 3 days of rescheduling or you not showing up. No call, no show, no text. Okay? Then fast forward, that has happened a couple of times since then until now. Okay? You did the same exact thing for Skylar's birthday. Okay? You had the courtesy and respect to let your parents know that you weren't going to be able to make it because you were working late, but did not call to let me know or didn't say anything to me or to your daughter. Okay? And they expect you to come or to be there or whatever of that sort. Okay? And then you resurface or you want to see them or you want to do this with them or do this for them or school supplies. And then it's just like, everything else is vanished. Like, okay, nothing else matters. To me...
Let me finish.
So, to me, it's not an issue of you not seeing the kids. Because throughout the years, whatever differences we have had, I allow you to see the kids, your family to see the kids, whether it's your aunt and uncle, your mother, your father, whomever, or try to have a relationship between your family and the kids. Okay? And with you. So there's never been a time that I'm like, no, no, no. Because anytime I say no, it's for a reason. I'm not trying to make this difficult. I got enough shit to deal with, okay? To say it quite frankly. And to me, it's a respect factor. You can't expect that you're going to say you're going to come Sunday, you're going to come Friday. You don't give me a heads up. If it was your job and you did a no call, no show, no text, no nothing, no email, it's you don't have a job. And to me, it's disrespectful that you don't want to communicate to me and say, hey. And then it's like, it's not even that you don't show up. You be in another fucking country. And I've already had a conversation about having respect for me or having respect for the kids or letting the kids know that you're going to be traveling. So not only is it effed up when you don't show up or you're not available or you decide not to show up when we already had plans for you to see them that day. What's worse is that on top of the effery, it's like you're somewhere else. So it's like you double don't give a F. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand. Today, you're absolutely right. I apologize for the past. I'm sorry for the past. I understand I messed up. I understand you're absolutely right. What you're saying is 100%. I'm not debating. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying, so I want to sit down with you now, and how can we move forward with me having a relationship with my daughter? Not just like a day relationship where I pick them up in a day and drop them off. I want to have more than that with my kids. I want to be able to spend a weekend with them. I want to do this cool stuff with them. I mean, I understand where you come from, and I apologize for the past.
But it's not the past, Sadish. It's
well,
not the past.
I want to move forward now. I want to move forward. What can I do now? What we can do
now? Well, you
now?
Need to correct yeah. that. You need to correct
okay,
your I'm, actions. You
okay,
can't... You can't get a promotion.
Okay,
but understand what I'm saying. You can't get a promotion at a job and you're not doing your current job, okay?
Yeah, but you gotta give me a chance to prove to you that I got the promotion.
Right, but it has to be earned. So guess what?
Okay,
so if you can go and you're trying to do this or you're picking them up, right, but then you need to apologize to let them know, look, I'm trying to be here for you. I'm not trying to disappoint you. I'm not trying to have you wait and waste a weekend when there could be... What? You can call your kids. I don't ever stop you from calling them. I don't ever stop you from seeing them. The only time that it's an issue is because you create an issue or a reason for me to say, wait, hold on, let's back up. Because that's disrespectful. Because if you did that to your job, you wouldn't have a job. So I'm just trying to give you instances or other, I'm trying to compare so that you understand. So it's not just coming from nowhere. You understand? I don't get upset. I'm not acting crazy. I'm not acting irrational for no reason.
No.
Because it's not just me, it's your kids. You're disappointing your kids.
How can I make it make sense to show you, okay, I really want to be a part of my kids' life.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm not going to wait this weekend. Come, not this one, next weekend. I would like to come pick my kids up and do a road trip with them.
Okay. So you can pick them up. I have no issue with that. But if you're not going to be able to make it, okay, I expect you to reach out to me. And all of this text or WhatsApp, I don't have WhatsApp. I don't use WhatsApp on my phone. Okay?
Oh,
WhatsApp has actually been on my old phone. So, to me, reaching out and you don't get a confirmation from me or you don't speak to me is not reaching out.
All right, so definitely, you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm not just going to call you if I'm going to cancel. I'm going to call you the day before to confirm I'm picking him up also. How does that sound?
Right. So, yes. That's what I would expect you to do.
All right, so Friday, I'm definitely going to call you. And I'm going to confirm the thing. But the thing is, we're doing a road trip. We're going to go to Lake Placid. So it's going to be me, Dad, Dennis, Dad's son. So I will be renting the party. They're going to probably rent the cabin. I would like to have the trip to build with me. We'll be back Sunday morning. And I can drop them back off at 10 Sunday morning.
Okay. But you see, it's like I'm supposed to reward that bad behavior.
Well, it's not a reward.
Yes, it is a reward. Sadiq, it is Thursday. It is Thursday afternoon. You're asking me for the kids, not even 2 days or 2 days in advance. The kids already, I already try to plan their weekend. I try to plan ahead for them. Okay. Okay, understandable. Okay? Understandable. But it's just like, to me, it's like you don't want to take the necessary steps or the baby steps to get there. You want to automatically, you want to run the.
But I guess. Give me a chance.
You make it seem like I don't try to work with you.
Friday comes, or even Thursday, I'm calling, and I say, Shakira, listen, you know, see, I'm just calling to confirm you. You have the right to back to me and go in and tell me exactly.
Then on top of that, no, but it stems from a lot of issues, Sadish, because it's like, if my kids are going to be somewhere, I understand that those are your kids as well, but they're primarily with me, and they're primarily my responsibility. You understand? So, just other actions that you make, and not letting me know, you move, this is your new address, stuff like that, I need to know where my kids are. I need to know that my kids are safe or in a safe environment, and it's like, to me, I don't feel like we should have an issue. To me, I should be able to show up. You shouldn't be trying to throw parties for my child behind my back. There should be none of that. But it's all kind of disrespectful stuff. Like, but then it's just like, it is disrespectful. It is, Sadish, for 12 years, okay, I've planned birthday parties for the kids. 1 year, you've helped me with a party towards Sedera. But I spent thousands of dollars of my money, whether it's on birthday parties, whether it's camp, whether it's this, what is that. And you want to feel as if you could come and dictate. You want to tell me who you don't want there, and who this and who that. I never stopped you from ever being at any of your kids' birthday parties. Okay? No, you're not asking, because it's dictating. That's what you do. Because it's never a situation that you want to ask. You have not asked. You have hid and lie and do shit behind my back.
We're not together.
I understand that we're not together, but this is my problem. I don't want to be with you, Sadish. We have not been together. We haven't been together for probably 10 years now. I don't want to be with you. I'm over you. But at the same time, if you want to have a blended family or you want to have some kind of understanding, there has to be some mutual understanding and mutual respect. And you can't get from point A to point B without pointing out all these issues.
I agree with you.
Right, but you want me to shove everything under the carpet like nothing has happened. Like, no, Shakira's just upset. The kids are just disappointed for no reason.
I understand, but if it's isn't with me and my family now, me or my wife, you can't just show up like that. And you need to call and say, hey, listen,
look, but you guys, understand, your wife don't have a problem taking my kids from Florida and bringing them back to New York.
But we call.
She don't have a problem with that, though. But if you want to be around my kids, I'm going to be around. I'm their mother. I'm their mother. If you want to act grown and you want to have this blended family, okay? You gotta start by making these steps to make stuff right.
Yeah, but you wanna fight when you're around.
Who did I wanna fight?
The girls at your mom and your brother slapping my child in the face?
These are serious issues. Your brother should have been in jail for that.
Listen, I didn't call you to go back in the past. I want to move forward.
But this is not the past. What are we talking about? A year ago? A month ago? A few weeks ago? It's not the past, Sadish. It's not the past. Stop acting like this is 12 ago. This is not the past. This is very recent, and you're very aware of the issues.
It's not an issue now. The issue now is I want to be one of my kids. So I'm calling you to action nicely, not dictate when I am able to get my kids the following weekend. I'll pick them up there. Ain't tell me a time. I don't have a time. Ain't tell me a time to drop them off. I don't have a time.
We'll talk about it. You can let me know the address. You can let me know the details. And I'll see if the kids are even up to that. Because quite frankly, they're not even up to it. You've disappointed them so many times. It's not even just you disrespecting me. It's to the point that you're disrespecting your kids. And your kids is aware of it. They're starting to see things for what they are.
Okay. All right. Well, if my kids don't want to come, that's fine. I understand. I can do the
fourth.
My kids
don't. Okay, but you saying that you want your kids on the weekend, you want this, you want that. That's not to say that that's what the kids want.
Okay, but if they don't want it, that's fine. If the kids go to the daddy, I don't want to come to you.
They feel like they're going to be the unforgotten kids. They've been the unforgotten kids. Like, no. You're having a... No, seriously, you're having a kid and you don't take care of them.
Well, I'm asking you now, and I'm trying to move forward. And I want to listen. Next week, I'm going to call you Thursday or Friday, reconfirm, and you tell me if the kids want to do the thing, if they're up for it or they're not up for it.
Right. And you let me know the details of the trip. You let me know the location of where they'll be, okay?
Perfect.
I'm not trying to pop
Perfect.
Up. I'm not trying to. I don't got time for that. I don't.
Okay,
I don't. I don't want to be with you. I don't care about your wife. I don't care about none of that. I don't care that you're having a baby. I don't care. I don't care. But if you want me to respect that and respect you, you got to have some respect too. And you got to respect me and the kids.
Listen, if you said you need to take my kids next week, you need to get X, Y, and Z. Oh, that you said you're not going to pop up and you don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you giving you the address, the location.
But I didn't have the address. So if I want to pop up, and that's what I want to let you know the other day. Because if I want to pop up, I could have popped up a long time ago, Sadish. A long time ago. So don't make it seem like I want to pop up and I want to start incidents or situations because you create those situations. You create those situations. Yes, I did. Before you even bought the house, okay? The pictures from the snow? Yes, I know. I've known a long time. Okay? Okay, but understand, all the disrespect from you kicking down the door, right? I could have called the cops then, but your brother hitting Sadara and hitting Skylar. I could have called the cops then, but understand, I could be very irrational, and I could do certain things, but it's not even being irrational. It's about respect, and it's about respecting my children, because now it's not just me. Now it's my kids.
Okay, well, now I'm going to, well, we kind of established the ground. We're not ending the phone call or hanging up. I mean, that's a big improvement, so, you know.
Okay.
See, I mean, I don't have a problem ending a conversation with you like this. Hey, listen. Okay, I understand what you want. Okay, this is what I want. Okay, you know what? Prove it to me. Okay, well, now we can sit down. We can have a conversation. I can call you. I feel like I can speak to you anytime now. I don't feel like I can call you and a phone call is gonna end up in me hanging up or you hanging up, which is good.
Great.
So listen,
and once you can acknowledge that you're wrong, just like if I was wrong, I said, you know what, I'm wrong, and I'll apologize. But if we can establish that, and we have a mutual understanding, then things can be great.
Listen, we have a mutual understanding. I know what you said. I don't want to disrespect you over the kids. I just want to be a part of my kids' life. And if you tell me this is where you want it to be, well, then that's where it's going to be.
Great. Because at this point, that's another issue. As far as the flight with Florida, the kids, we had a problem with that too. So it's just like, to me, it's like, I don't see the point of them being on your benefits if they can't use it.
Okay, well,
if they can't travel by themselves.
If you don't want to use it, that's fine. But at least they own it.
I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, what's the point of it if we can't use it? And every time that we've had to go to Florida, I've been paying for tickets.
Okay, well, maybe later on when we really came, then you could trust me and everything's good and you feel the disrespect is not there. Maybe we'll then, we can take a trip away to the Bahamas and take the kids to the Bahamas with us.
energy that it comes down to. So you can bring whoever you involve in your life, whether you're gonna be married, the kids, me, and whoever. I don't have a problem with that. I would love for that to happen one day.
Great. I've been trying to do that for 10 years. As long as everybody can be honest, have an open conversation, and be adult, and trying to, like, okay, this is why I'm upset. Okay, let's try to fix it. Let's work on this, and everything can be good. Life can be good. No stress, no BS,
I have nothing. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue.
I don't either. But, Sadish, I feel like you be putting me in these situations. You be putting me in these situations, and it's not even, it's not her, it's not George, it's nobody, it's you.
Well, we don't need to, we can resolve this ourselves, and I see today this conversation has actually reestablished so much in this couple minutes phone call than we ever did in the past 8-9 years. So, I mean, to me, I think you're very rational now. You're willing to listen to me, and you're willing to do, you know, you're willing to have this joint relationship now. And I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Well wishes, like, I just want everything to just be good. Let bygones be bygones, and let's work on this.
I wish you the best. I hope you get married, and you move on, and my kids, you have more kids, my kids, and our kids. I don't have a problem with that, Sakura. I don't. I want you to be happy in life. I want you to move on. I want you to find somebody and be with somebody. I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to do stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of difficult, but that's a different situation. That's a different story altogether.
You have
not put me or the kids in a position to even attain those things. So, let's not even talk about that. But that's a different conversation for a different day.
Well, thank you for listening to me, and thank you for even calling me back. Thank you so much for that,
And thank you for understanding where I'm coming from, and stop trying to hate me as some lunatic that's just upset, or I'm just angry to be angry. There's a reason.
It is what it is. I understand. We both have had it the past 10 years, and I do only one. You may be a little bit tougher than mine. That's why he put you in this situation. I'll apologize for that, but I'm going to be 40 years old. I got gray hair. My knees are hurting. I'm an old man now. What do you want me to do? I have no more time to run around. I wake up, I got a rough stuff in my leg, my knees. What do you want me to do?
Look, Sadish, it's really you. You're standing in the way of you. You create these situations. Right, and I'm just saying that you create these situations, or these situations happen, and you choose to ignore them and push it under the rug. So when we can have an open discussion, and we can talk about it, and we could talk about issues, even between you, the relations with your family, the incidents with your brother, we could talk about that. We could get a lot of stuff done.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. Sadish, because I don't even feel like you dealt with that situation with your brother correctly. And that's all I'm going to say.
My brother kid's life no more.
What?
My brother, if he sees a kid the way, he doesn't want no incident. He doesn't want nothing.
But that's not my fault.
I know, but I spoke to him, and he's taking a step so it doesn't happen again.
Look, Sadish, I've heard a lot of stories about your brother and being on drugs and a lot of stuff. And listen, I don't know what the situation is, but when it involves my kids, it's a problem. And I can't involve my kids in a situation knowing that. I didn't know that beforehand. However, I did know beforehand that he tried to put his hands on Skylar. So all I'm saying is that had you had a conversation with me, you would have known how me and the kids felt. Had you had a proper conversation with your kids, like I told you months ago, you would have known how we could have work the situation out. Because honestly, everyone was telling me I should just get your brother locked up. But I didn't feel like that was I can't even say the right or the wrong thing to do. Because at the end of the day, it's like I'm protecting my kids.
Yeah, and you have all right to do. I'm not mad at you. And if you have to call the cops and you saw my brother and you got arrested, then it's my kids too.
I get what you're saying, but all I'm saying is just like, It's me and your kids against everybody else. And I feel like everybody else is connected to you.
Nobody is. Nobody's against you and these kids.
Okay. All right. All right. We could talk about it, okay? But we've made some progress, and I look forward to hearing from you. Hopefully, you can see the girls this Sunday, if you have time, and next week as well. I don't have an issue how often you want to see the girls. I just want to have an understanding. I know that when you want to pick them up, what time you're going to drop them off, where they're going to be, and that's it. You can always call my phone. Anytime you call my phone, I give the kids the phone.
Alright, sounds good. So I definitely call them to around 5, 6 o'clock if you want to, if they, you know, want to keep a heads up on that. I definitely explain to them.
Sure.
Alright, thank you so much. I'm going to text you the email that Jeff will send me right now. So if you can send me a copy as soon as you can, so I can send it to these people. I have until 26 to submit this, and then they're going to take everybody else my benefits if I don't prove to them that. Because Jeff, we had a lot of scandals going on where people put in that fake terrorists and fake kids on the benefits. So Jeff came across the board and he said, now everybody has to verify everybody on the benefits for the person to stay on it. So that's the only reason why they ask him for it.
I got you. So send
all
that
right
to me.
Sounds good.
I mean, you have the right to have a copy of their birth certificate, regardless of what. You can go down to the office.
I have a copy of it, but it's just so dark that if I take a picture of it, it wouldn't make no point.
I follow you. So
right,
we'll work on that. And if you can also just get me the details for
right
this trip.
Right now.
And right, we can work on that and discuss it and have a beautiful day.
Can you send me an email so I can forward the email to you, if you don't mind?
My email is ShakiraAGreen@yahoo.com or ShakiraAGreen@gmail.com or KiraAGreen. So whichever one.
All right, so I'm sending to you now.
Okay. Have a great day. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a time slot from 12 to 1. Okay? It's done now.
Now call him back. You told him that the internet wasn't working.
I have a time slot from 12 to 1. That's why I was trying to get you to take it into the bathroom so I could continue because the internet went out. I know this is important, but we can both get these things done at the same time. But you block mine instead of just taking it, record it to the bathroom.
I was recording on your phone. I didn't know that this recording was on too.
Put the light on. This shit picks up everything.
So I just put stop?
Yeah.
Does it stop?
Wait. It's got to record it. What does it say? You press it hard enough?